I got to the Kennedy Center so early that there was nobody there to open up the theater. So I had to wait till the stagehands arrived and someone unlocked the door. And I'm going through everything. And the show finally starts. And, you know, when the lights first hit you and you're standing in front of the house, I mean, the music and everything, I was like, for a few seconds, kind of like blinded. But then I went right into the cues, and mercifully, I got all my cues right.
Amazing.
And then I continued to sail through the show. And I don't think I could have asked for a better debut performance. So at the Kennedy Center, there's a big curtain that drops. So the show's over. I am amazingly relieved. I got through it. It was really euphoric for me. And the stage manager walks out from the wings and he looks at us all and he goes, oh, there's somebody here who wants to see you. And he brings Stephen Sondheim out from the wings.
Wow.
So apparently Sondheim had standing house seats for the tour.
Yeah.
So he would either give them to friends or maybe there were some relatives or whatever, or for colleagues. And the stage manager, it took him about half of the first act to realize it was Sondheim sitting in Sondheim's seat. But he had the really good sense not to tell anybody.
Mm.
So, because on top of going on for the first time in front of, you know, thousands of people, to know that he was there, I think would have just been a little more than I could have bear. So I didn't know. And one of the, and I think it was Danette Cumming, turned to me on stage after the announcement was made. And she said, "You are the luckiest son of a bitch I've ever met in my life." So Sondheim stayed after, and he gave the company notes, and he gave me notes as if I do this every night.
Wonderful.
And I was meeting my relatives at an Italian restaurant somewhere nearby, and I don't remember using my feet. I think I floated over to the restaurant. It was like the day could not have been more magical. And it's one of the greatest theater memories that I have.
I bet.
Can I tell you a quick anecdote about that?
Please.
Naturally, when you're in LA and you're at the Schubert there, every celebrity, Gene Kelly came to see the show. Yeah. Donald O'Connor came to see the show. Ginger Rogers was at our opening night party on a table in the back. So one night after a performance, I'm back in my dressing room and it was a long corridor and I hear voices, right? So I open the door and there's Carol Channing, her then husband,
yeah,
and Betty White, right?
Wow.
And she says to me, "Can you tell me where Jimmy Brennan's dressing room is?" And I said, "Well, he's right down the hall." And I just took a moment. I said, "You probably don't recognize me. I was Zangler in the show." And she goes, "Oh, you are so sexy up there." and which of course thrilled me. So she thanks me, and she and her husband and Betty start to leave. And Betty's the last one. She turns to me and she goes, "Goodbye, sexy." And I was just in heaven because I've loved Betty White all my life.
I mean, that you could dine out on that story the rest of your life for sure.